This is Apollo Control, 100 hours, 3 minutes, ground elapsed time. Less than a minute now away from acquisition of Orion and Casper, coming around the east limb of the moon on the 14th lunar revolution. Standing by for acquisition here, half a minute away. The atmosphere here in the control room is reminiscent of the period just after the cryogenic oxygen tank incident on Apollo 13. Seconds. We're waiting confirmation from the network controller that we've had acquisition. Now for resumption of communications between the control center, Jim Irwin, Capcom, and the crew of Casper and Orion.
And Orion, how do you read?
Orion, this is Houston. Read you loud and clear.
All right, good signal, Jim. We're about 7/10 of a mile out from Casper now.
Say again, Charlie, we still have excessive noise down here.
I say our range to Casper is about 7/10 of a mile.
And he's open at 2.5. He put in some positive velocity to go up and above and come down and get with us.
Okay, we copy.
Total is
A16, this is Houston. We still do not have an answer, but people are working very feverishly.
Ryan, Roger.
Okay, thank you. It'll probably be a while before we get the station keeping anyway.
Roger. Stand by, Ken.
Houston, Orion.
Go ahead, Orion.
Okay, we got an RCS system, a reg light. Pressure helium is looking like 2,300. The propellant is at 210. The fuel manifold and aux manifold is correct to make it 215 or 220. And everything else looks pretty good. Pressures are holding up. You think the first disc is gone?
Roger, that looks that way to us, Charlie. Yes, Casper, this is Houston. Read you loud and clear.
Okay.
Do we copy, Ken? Ryan, this is Houston. We're wondering where you got the estimate of 7/10 of a nautical mile range.
We got the rendezvous radar locked on if you want us to, or do you want us to turn it off?
No, that's fine.
Houston, Ryan, John and I have been talking about we get to land this thing. We'd like to probably ought to think about going to sleep first, and we'll get up and do a full EVA tomorrow.
Roger, we concur down here. Okay, Casper, this is Houston. We're recommending that you null the line of sight rates and fire 5 feet per second toward the limb. We copy you, Ken. Okay, Ken, we show you coming up on Paraloon now, so you'll be affecting your Apolloon. That's firm. Okay, that sounds good, Ken. Roger, we were hoping that I think your state vector was fairly accurate, Ken. And you'll be at Perelone in 15 minutes. That's affirmative. Ken, can you give us your position relative to the LEM?
Yeah, he's ahead of us, and I saw him about level, and 6,500 feet out and opening at 3 feet of vector.
Okay, we copy your position as ahead, below, and about 1 nautical mile.
And he's opening at 2.5 on 1678.
Roger.
And 3 feet a second on the tape meter.
Okay, stand by.
Okay, on the COAS, I've got him foresighted there, and he's 355.59 from local vertical.
Okay, Casper, this is Houston. We're convinced that we want you to fire directly at the LEM about 5 feet per second. We want to get a positive closing rate.